Shoes.
Recorded live.
Welcome everyone to Metaphysical Therapy Talk Radio. This is Gina Alzari, and today is Jan Diana's time with me. She comes on the first Tuesday of the month at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time, and we cover many aspects of energy healing. Today's topic, however, will primarily be on serenity vibration healing. Jan Diana has been working with serenity vibrations for quite some time, and I will let her explain all of that to us and what is that all about. As more and more people are becoming aware of Global Ascension 2012, more interests are actually being placed in vibrational healings. And to know more about Jan Diana's work with serenity vibration, please visit her at sunshineinyourheart.com. And so you can follow along our conversation here. And if you would like to give us a call, please do. You can reach us at 724-444-7444. And a call ID is 36432. And here's Jan Diana with Sunshine in Your Heart. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Gina. How are you this lovely day?
I am extremely wonderful. I'm feeling joyful. I've been feeling very joyful, this past many days now. I think it has to do with a vibrational shift I went through.
Really?
Yes, I woke up in an epiphany of knowing who I am and how much of a co-creator I am of my experiences and what my life purpose truly is. So it was a most interesting shift. For the longest time since October, I have been feeling this, it's not vertigo or it's like an uneasiness within me. And then I realized that it was my chakra clearing or balancing or whatever it was doing. It was expanding, but I just have this vision of what it was doing, and it was spinning counterclockwise. So I felt it more when I lay down, and then I thought that, wow, is the room spinning? But then the room is not spinning. It is inside me. So it felt like, you know how you are in a roller coaster ride, and then after you get off, you just, I don't know if it affects you that way, but it does me. And then next thing you know, it's just like I have to take a few seconds to just get myself oriented. That's how I felt. But everything around me is as it is, except internally I was spinning counterclockwise. Is this something that has happened to you?
This is a progression in your evolution as your chakras start to turn counterclockwise. This is something the masters have attained when they became in their mastery more fully. The chakras shifted to going counterclockwise. So this is part of your expansion and part of your evolution that is manifesting before your very eyes, Gina, which is really wonderful because we're really all on a global transformation path, and we're all collectively in a process of transforming. And in these times, and it seems like we may have many things that are causing us a little bit of distress or things in our lives, but that's really a lot of the, let's call it an old energy that's wanting to be released. We're kind of coming in more into our mastery. We're all masters, and we're starting to remember that. And we're really wanting to be on the path of freedom so that we can truly just radiate out our truth and live the life of joy and peace and harmony that we've really aspired to. So it sounds like you're really recognizing a lot of what's going on with you and a lot of what's happening in the world. The increase in awareness, starting to recognize things that bother you that you don't want in your life anymore, and starting to recognize what really brings you joyfulness. And then you're starting to feel the connection of your true self, which is just beautiful. It's a beautiful time right now. And even though many people might think it's difficult, it's kind of it's like having a growing spurt, or, you know, it may seem a little difficult, but it is just expansive, and it's going to bring so much more expansion in thinking and peace and joy into our lives, all of us collectively, because that's really what is going on right now, is this collective group expansion. We've decided as a group that we want to expand, and so it's happening. And it's wonderful because we are really one big, like one big family, all working together to promote, to remember ourselves and to promote the mastery within ourselves to come forward. So these are exciting times, and I'm grateful to be able to talk for a few minutes about this, because these times of transformation, even though they may seem challenging, can be just so glorious if we can recognize that it's about letting go of things that really are not in aligned with us. You know, we have like an inner guidance system, and you call it your soul, call it the God self, whatever you want to call it, the love within you. It really wants to express itself as the true self, which is your true self. And so when you have feelings of things that feel out of balance, or you don't feel very happy, or something is bothering you, that's just a sign that there's, you know, there's some things that aren't in alignment with that true self. And we're all wanting to become more aligned with our true self. So that's what these times are about, is that recognizing freedom, claiming our freedom, and then working towards having more focus and clarity and sovereignty in our lives, which is what the masters have always worked for to in the past, and are now working for, is that having that still, quiet mind and that peace, so that you can create instantly what you want to have in your life, rather than creating things you do not want to have in your life. So that's a lot of what's going on. And one of the modalities that I work with in my work is called Serenity, a vibration healing and enlightenment technique. And it's all about serenity. And let me just talk about the word serenity for a moment, because, you know, we think we know what it means because it sounds peaceful. And it does mean peace, and it means kind of balance and harmony and all of that too. But it's also a vibration in this modality that we're working with. And as Gina mentioned before, we're in, you know, vibrational changes and expansion right now. We're all shifting. And everything is energy, and everything is a vibration. Every thought, every word, everything has its own vibration and energy. And the serenity vibration is a vibration of love. And I'd like to call it the vibration of source, but however you'd like to determine what you think of source, whether you think of it as the, you know, higher intelligence, as your soul energy, as your true essence, as the creator, as God, ally, whatever you want to call that higher source of love, that really is what the serenity vibration is about, because it's always in this beautiful state of peace and balance and harmony. And wouldn't we all want to have that kind of state in our lives all the time? I mean, that's what I'm choosing, to have the most harmony and peace and joy in my life, and just kind of glide through life in this wonderful state of joyfulness. And I want to mention that Gina, many times, if you ever listen to her on the shows and like that, she always has this beautiful energy of joyfulness about her. So why not live in that kind of joyful energy all the time? Right?
Yes. It's more fun, it's easier, and it's happier.
Yes. Why and not have life joyful, easier, and happier? It doesn't have to be a struggle.
No, it's lighter too.
Yeah. So what the wonderful thing about the serenity vibration healing and enlightenment technique is, it's really about coming into alignment with that vibration with this magnificent set of tools. It's a prayer modality. And what that means is, you know, this realm, this planet, is based on free will. And we're here, and we get to experience and express ourselves in free will. But if we pray to the higher source, the creator, whatever you want to call it, You can ask for assistance for different things. And it's well known that prayer is a very powerful tool. You know, it heals people's lives. It heals their bodies. It heals their minds. There's just, it's been, you know, for many, many years, it's been known as a very effective tool. And they even have research to that effect as well. Well, what this is with the Serenity Vibration Healing Enlightenment Technique is it's a prayer modality, and the creator or God or whatever you call it does the work, but you create like a recipe using a formula, and then you hand it over to the creator and the creator does it. So it's more of a formula that you use in this form that you're giving to the creator. So, you know, it's like giving a list, say, okay, I'd like to have this, this, and this, and this accomplished, and this, this, and this, and then the creator does the work based around this formula. The blessing of that is it's all done in this serenity vibration. It creates no imbalance. It's all done very quickly. It goes beyond our understanding of what would benefit us because the creator is the one implementing the work. So it's safe and it's wonderful and it's very effective and it's very powerful because you can shift energy and vibration very quickly with this and bring in more light and harmony and balance into your life. So like for example, if somebody was having a little problem with what's going on in the world, like let's say they're out of work and they've got a lot of stress over that. Okay, well, what you can do is you could do some basic clearing profiles on why you're in this situation, okay, because we are co-creating our lives with the Creator. And if, for example, somebody was felt like they just didn't have any choices, they couldn't find any other kind of job, or they just couldn't find the right employment, or whatever it is, what you would do is you would use these tools to help clear away all of this like mind clutter, all this random inner dialogue, so that you could reach a state of clarity and peace where then you would be able to get into that stillness and that place where you could see what your opportunities were and potentials were. So in the quiet mind is where mastery. If you master your mind and you go into quiet, that's where you have power. Focus, clear mind. So if you've got a lot of worry thoughts and stress thoughts and things like that, then it's very difficult to get focused into what you want to create. And if you keep putting out all these thoughts of worry and fear like that, that's what you're going to keep having in your life because you're creating it with your thoughts. So, you know, what we'd want to do is we'd want to go and clear away all these things that are keeping someone from having a peaceful mind to seeing the potentials, because there's the opportunity for creating maybe a whole new kind of way of employment or opening up a certain, if the fear is out of the way, the pathway to finding the perfect job may open up. There's just all kinds of potentials that are available once you get all of the fear thoughts and the worry thoughts and all that out of the way. So that's one of the wonderful things that you would be able to do, just an example with this tool. What it does is it does a lot of clearing in a lot of different directions. You know, we have this really interesting life that we have. We come in here and we're born and we have this, we have our parents and like that, and we, from the time we're a little baby, we just are absorbing energy. Whether it's thoughts or words or it's an environment, we're just absorbing energy, and it's like it's recorded. You know, we're like a little sponge just recording. We're taking in all the love our parents have given us, and we're also taking in all the, you know, if the our mother's having a bad day or something like that, we're taking in that energy too. And so we like accumulate all this little data in our little bodies and throughout our life. And not only that, when we come into this life, we've also got the same thing from all of our ancestors, our grandparents and great-grandparents and like that all the way back. So we have a lot of material in our DNA there. And that we have all the joy was recorded that your mother had or your grandmother like that, but also all the pain and suffering or worries or things that they had as well. So we have a myriad of frequencies and energies and vibration all in our little beingness. We're really kind of complex. So we might have a lot of things that are affecting us in this life that we're not even aware of. You know, it's like, do you remember everything that happened to you as a child? Do you, Gina? I mean, do you have a really good, vivid concept of everything you did as a child?
No, only if there is an attached, significant emotional issue around it. That I remember. But most likely, those emotional attachments are the ones that maybe brought tears or brought tears to the people around me. Like root chakra kind of activities, you know, competitions or violence or anything like that that I have witnessed, that I remember those.
Interesting that you remember those, because those weren't real comfortable.
Especially when you're a child, you know.
Yeah.
And you're wondering what's going on around you, and everyone seems to be chaotic. That becomes a very dramatic. It's a dramatic sequence of events. Joyfulness, on the other hand, that I remember, they come in spurts. It does not have that heaviness to it, so it fleets in and out.
Yes.
So you have those, but the ones that were just heavy duty, they just somehow linger. They don't seem to go anywhere.
I know, and you know, it's interesting that you recall some of those things, because, you know, we have so many myriad of experiences that happen as a child, and it's interesting that you bring up something that maybe wasn't comfortable, because we had a lot of loving experience too, but all of these are recorded, and so you could have something happen like, I don't know, maybe a parent put a child in the closet as punishment, let's say, and then you don't know why you're afraid to go in a closet later on or something like that. You've got a problem with dark places or something like that, and you don't know why, but it's in there. It's recorded in there, and every time you come into a situation that's a dark corner or something like that and you feel uncomfortable, you don't know why you're uncomfortable. You just feel it, you know what I mean? So this is going on all in the background. We have all of these things going on. And what we want to do is we want to have a very clear, peaceful mind. So it's like, well, where is all this stuff coming from? You know, a lot of people spend time meditating, and I love meditation. I think meditation is wonderful. But when you first start off doing it, I don't know if you've experienced this, Gina, but, you know, it's like you have all these thoughts keep coming in. It's like, you can't sit here and be quiet. What are you trying to do? You know, there's like this conversation going on, trying to interfere with you just getting quiet and still. Have you experienced that?
You know, I'm not so sure. When I start to engage, I start to get like my mind starts to wander off into wonderful places. So it never really became a problem for me. Actually, I love it just so that I can escape what's going on around me.
Yes.
So that I can get back into center. And maybe from a very young age, I've already known to dissociate myself from everyone's drama and just be able to take care of what I need to take care of, which is get myself a little bit more grounded and not involved, because it's so much people's faces changes, you know, when they change, when they engage in just this huge melodramatic way.
Yes.
And I didn't like how they change, and I don't like that happening to me. Is it not funny?
No, I think you're very observant, and you were very aware of your surroundings, which is a wonderful gift that you had. But a lot of people, when they start off meditating, they have a little difficulty getting quiet, and that's because all these thoughts keep coming in and like that in there. And we live kind of in a busy society here in America. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of, you could call it drama. There's not really a lot of people spending time in stillness. And so there's all this busy, and then there's mind chatter, all this stuff going on. And so you could have Well, I remember one time when I was first learning, when I was starting on the empowerment path or personal development path, I remember reading about affirmations, for example, and it was like, you know, affirm what you want. And I was very, you know, disciplined. I was reading these affirmations, and, you know, it was something like, I don't know, I'm beautiful or I'm wonderful, something like that, and 20 times or something over and again. And I love affirmations, but I had this little voice that would come up, no, you're not.
Yeah, right.
You know? And I said, where did that come from? And I didn't know until years later when I started learning about working with the Serenity Vibration Healing Technique and things like that, that we have these kinds of programs and belief systems that are like imprinted. And we can even have a belief system that's contradictory. Like we could have, I love my mother. And we could also have, I hate my mother. And you're going, well, why would somebody have that belief they hate their mother? But it, you don't know where it came from. It could come from maybe your great-great-grandmother really hated her mother. And it got passed on through the genetics. And it's still, that energy vibration is still there in your beingness. So it can come up every now and then. So working with the Serenity Vibration Healing Technique, what we do is we clear away all those things, and the Creator re-scripts it. It's kind of like delete the file, you know, using computer terms, delete the file and put in a new file, which works really beautifully. So it starts to free you up. It starts to release a lot of the vibrations and energy that are no aligned with your truth, and you become more clear, more focused, and everything are in layers. So you just, you know, you get this level, and then pretty soon you can get another level of clarity, and you just keep rising and rising to greater levels of clarity and mastery and freedom, which is really what it's all about. So that's what's so wonderful about this tool, and it's so expansive, and there's so many processes and things that work with different kinds of profiles, that recipes and formulas to help release things in different areas, because it's really amazing how much vibration we're carrying, you know, if you're just thinking about, if you just took, like, every time somebody said a word to you and that's imprinted through your life, and that's just a small amount, think about how much vibration and how they said it. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of mood they were in when they said it, at their tone of voice, everything. It's all imprinted. So we've got all of this here, and we're going like, well, this isn't my truth, and it's time for me to release this and step into my mastery more and create what I want to create here on this realm. And that's what we're all doing here as a collective. We're all working, we're working on an individual basis to raise our vibration and our awareness and our understanding. And we're also working collectively. And, you know, the more of us that become more awakened, it affects the whole group, because we're all connected, and it affects the whole mass consciousness. So when we're talking about global ascension and like that, just Gina's awareness rising up and her vibration rising up affects the whole global. So the wonderful thing about that is, besides becoming more self-empowered and self-enlightenment, you also know that you're assisting the wholeness of the whole family, the whole oneness, all of us together, assisting each other, which is a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, I, like, in my epiphany with that, I finally realized my life purpose, and that is in the realm of leadership. Then I had to think about it with a friend of mine, Glenn Younger. I mentioned to her that I had this most interesting dream, and then that went, you know, carried over into waking moment. And to me, that usually is when I have messages, you know, and I processed it, and I finally got something out of it with the leadership. And so she worked in asking me questions so that I could remember more. You know, because once in a while, your dream, the more awake you become, the dream just somehow fades quicker, right?
Yeah.
And so she worked in having me go deeper into my divine soul and tap into this more and more. What exactly is it that I'm my role is. And at first I thought, leading by example, okay, I mean, now these are all common things that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, okay, something tells her that I need to dig deeper. And then it says, okay, removing barriers to allow my radiance to come forth, okay? Then it's just like, okay, I need to work on the removing barriers. Exactly what is it that I'm doing? Then it dawned on me. I mean, it became very clear, pathway opened up, where my role as a leader is that I allow my inner light to shine forth its radiance into the world so that that light becomes a beacon for the masses, bringing them hope, strengthening their faith, giving them courage to unearth their love and light within them that had been dug deeply, buried deeply, in cloud of darkness that they have created with their own fears.
Yes. Beautiful.
And I thought, fascinating.
Very fascinating. And beautiful that you were able to open up to that awareness of that. And this is what everybody is. We're all working at this, and we're all at different levels or stages of it, as becoming aware of who we are. And what we're here to do and to experience, and how we're here to expand and to be teachers or leaders or whatever it is we're here to do, to remember that and to bring that about. One of the things that is important to know is that as we came into this world, it's a free will thing, and everything's done by an agreement. We agreed to, we chose, which family to come into. We chose, when we came into that line, you accepted whatever came with that lineage, whatever came with the genetics, the body, if it had curses, whatever it is, and gifts or blessings, you came in, you said, I agree to this because this is a free will thing. I agree, I'm coming into this role and to this life, and this is where I'm going to be. And I know that I will remember my mastery at some point, and I will use whatever tools or gifts come to me, and I will remember that, and then I will release these old agreements. But in the beginning, you have these agreements and these allowing, because that's the way it's set up. Nobody would be forced into anything here because it's all free will. If there's any perceptions of forcing and interference with freedom and sovereignty, that is not from the Creator. That is all, man-made kinds of stuff, and that's what we're working on releasing ourselves from. It is a dual plane, and the wonderful thing about a dual plane is there's an equal amount of light and shadow, and that's just the purpose. It was set up like that. It's what it is. But we work with that. We release as many things as we can to that are anchoring shadow parts within ourselves, or things that would be blocking our radiance, like you're talking about, and we open up to more of the light. One of the wonderful things about the Serenity Tools also is we have these incredible shields. Now, the shields are, it's kind of like wearing mosquito repellent. You don't have to wear a repellent, but it's kind of nice to keep the mosquitoes from biting you, especially if you're prone to being attracted to mosquitoes or they're attracted to you. But anyhow, we have a lot of these like shields that help to we call them sovereignty. They're called sovereignty shields because they help you to have more sovereignty in your life and less interference from what I'm going to call adversarial energy, just so that you don't have the mosquitoes biting you. And it really helps a lot because as you start to rise in your light quotient, that can draw attention to other forces, and it just, why have the mosquitoes biting you if you don't need that? And so that's one of the other things that we have is these wonderful shields, and they have a lot of clearing mechanisms that go with them too. So helps everything that can help you have more sovereignty is really a useful tool. And that's one of the things here. Then we also have something called quantum level reprogramming. Now, quantum level reprogramming is the transformational tool that can be employed that releases seeds and foundations of genetic and current life debris that's anchoring and supporting, like, limiting patterns and destructive behaviors. And this tool can eventually help you quiet random inner dialogue and help foster clarity that can be found in a quiet mind. You know, the millions and millions of programs can be released instantaneously, and it's just really powerful. And also, there is no time is an illusion, and when you're working with the Creator, you can have things released back in, you know, even before you were born, but a lot of times, like at birth, and then it shifts your energy now. So, like, if you came in with let's say you came in with a family curse, which, you know, curses are just somebody said, it's just an energy, and somebody said something that was limiting. So if you came in with a family curse, you didn't know anything about it, but it was passed on through the generations that was holding you back. Like, there was a woman that was having trouble getting pregnant, and it turned out she had a family curse on her. Once that was released, it was released back from the time she entered into her body, so it didn't affect her whole life, and she got pregnant within a short period of time. And it's, you know, it's just energy shifting, just shifting frequency, vibration, and energy. That's all it is. No judgment to it. It's just, you know, it's just part of the life experience. And so that's a wonderful thing when you can release blocks to things that you weren't even maybe aware of that you're carrying this energy around. It's just all part of the wonderful life experience. And the thing is, you know, we're all like creating our lives, and it's our story. Call it a story, our own movie that we're making. And if we're not happy with the way it is, we can change it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can edit it, we can delete, we can change and say, you know, you're the director of your life. Say, well, I'm going to have a new story now. That's what I've done. I said, okay, this is my story up to here now, and I made some changes, and now I'm starting a new story, and this is what I'm creating in my new story.
Yes, I learned that very fast in July. I don't know if I might have mentioned to you about my experience in New York City. Right in the middle of all that, you know how New York City, right in Midtown, can be very, very busy.
Yes.
And then I was at a stoplight. You know, it comes on and go, but the stoplight somehow just stayed there in this red light, and then I was just entirely aware of everybody moving, like the pedestrians moving, what they were doing, the conversations. It was like it was not slow motion, but I was so very well aware. I mean, and that's a lot of people in that corner, and it felt like I was watching a movie, and it was like somebody just said, ready, camera action, right? And,
yeah.
And it started to move their direction and having all these conversations, and I'm thinking, okay, so this is how it works. This is, you can actually remove yourself from the situation and see what movie is playing. And since we rewrote this script, one of the things that we forget is we can rewrite it, because when we're playing the part, we forget that we can do that. And so I thought that was the most interesting way to look at the world. And that's when I sensed energy in a time-space continuum right there in that center, 34th and Broadway, was it? I mean, it was just right there. And it was, I felt like it was such the longest time, but it was a stoplight mode. And so that told me that, you know, some people feel like they have to go to the mountains to get centered, or they have to go to the desert or to the ocean. I was right in the middle of the city, right in the middle of center, you know, this Midtown, and I was a witness to this. This is actually, so that tells me you can get yourself centered anywhere. You don't need to run away from where you are, because you're pretty much right there. So if you're centered within yourself, it does not matter really what's going on around you. You know, and what a fascinating, that is one of my biggest epiphany there. And I just felt that it was the most incredible experience.
Oh, that's a beautiful experience, because that's so true. Is, you know, once you get, when you can get into that mode of that harmony and balance and that centeredness, you can be anywhere. And if you're in that mode, whatever you are doing goes easier and smoother, because it's like you're in the zone. You know, call it in the zone. You're in the heart zone. I like to call it the heart zone. And you're in the love zone, and you just flow with everything. It just flows. It's so beautiful.
But you know what was interesting is I saw every detail of what was going on with everybody in that point in time and space right there, and it was just, so then I thought, is this how recordings happen? You know, is this like every minute is ticking? Is this like a movie camera? So I was very well aware of what this mother and daughter interaction was going on my left, to my left side, and what these lovers were doing on the other. I mean, it was just like all these different scenarios going on at the same time, but I was very well aware of what they were doing all at one time, which was most fascinating to me.
Well, the beautiful example of that is, see, that's going on with us all the time. You were conscious of it, but that's going on all the time for us. We are recording everything that's going on around us. So if you think about this, when you're born, you remember who you are. As a little baby, you remember who you are. You remember your connection to Source. You know why you're here. Well, usually by the time you're 2 or 3 years old, you've forgotten. And like this veil has come over you, and you forgot who you are and why you're here and who God is and all these things you forgot. The reason you forget is because all of the information you've been picking up from everybody around you who forgot as well. And it just piles up, and then you're like in this fog and you forgot. So because you're recording every moment, everything is recording. So what I work with when I work with clients with Serenity is we go working on clearing these things off so that you can start to really remember and have that veil removed. So you remember your truth, and then that's very empowering. It's really about empowering people to, people to be themselves. Because we're all very powerful beings. We're all love beings. And once we remember and connect to that, we can create all that we desire. We're already creating, but we can create what we really are choosing or desiring to have in our lives, like more peace and abundance or freedom or whatever we're really wanting to have happen in our story. You know, the story of our life that we want it to be. So, and like for you, with your life purpose now, you, with that awareness now, you can go and create more or bring in more what you want to fulfill that, you know, because you have the awareness now. And that's the other thing, that when we do all of these clearings, it helps people raise their awareness, or they start to wake up to their truth and remember. It's like they've been in this dreamy, foggy place, and you start to release that energy, and they start to come into, well, wow, look at this. I'm having this awareness. I had an awareness the other day that was beautiful, because we're talking a lot about, there's a lot of talk about releasing the personality, or the ego personality is really what I think most people are meaning when they talk about that, because we're all part of oneness. And I saw like a rose garden, and they were all beautiful roses, but they were all like different shapes and sizes and colors and a little bit different scents. And it was like each of us is like a beautiful rose, but with maybe a little different scent, a little different flavor, a little different color, something like that. But each is perfect in itself. And then together we make this incredible bouquet in the oneness. And so that you have the beauty of the oneness, but you have the beauty of the individual as well. And because, you know, like Gina, you bring to this world a uniqueness of your own beauty, your own song, let's say it like that, your own song, and that you put it all together, and we've got a beautiful harmony all together. So
I kept on getting this angelic feelings or angelic messages about taking back my power and then having this sense of leadership. And I'm thinking, you know, so I said, what exactly is this all about? What do you mean I take back my power? What power? You know, it's just like questions like this. And this epiphany just happened this weekend, which is really funny how it just fits even as we speak of it at this point, where it is a leadership. But I lead by allowing my inner light to radiate and just so that others can see it.
Right. It's very loving. It's you're leading with love, and what that does is that helps remind people that they also are love,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that they can lead themselves too to do what they want to do, and that's what's going on here in the world. Here we have so many structures and things that are getting a little shaky, and I invite people to look at maybe these particular structures haven't been aligned with freedom, real true freedom of spirit. And you know, so we see things maybe shifting and changing. Embrace it, because what's happening is we're becoming more free and more sovereign, which just, it's time for us to have the freedom to be our true selves. You know, it's time to have that awareness and to wake up to the vibration of love that we are and the mastery that we are, the creators that we are, because we are magnificent. Everyone is magnificent. And so that's what's happening, and it's so exciting that that's happening, and that there's so many teachers and leaders like Gina and like that out there teaching people, leading by example, bringing materials to available books and writings and through songs and different modalities and things. There's just so many wonderful tools out there to assist us while we're going through these transformational times. And that I think is really wonderful that we're catching on to that, and we're becoming aware of it, and we're working together in our own way. Empower yourself and love yourself, and that helps others to do the same thing too.
You know, I first started to feel queasy like that in around October, November, and I was asking a lot of people. It's like, are you feeling strange? There's something going on in the world that I might be picking up. And at that time, some people might say, yeah, they felt that, but they don't understand, they don't know. And here I am, I thought I was just maybe it was just something I ate, you know, that makes you sick like this. But it just kept on going until to the point that I got used to it. That this chakra, you actually feel the chakras moving.
and
the thing though is, I would not even have known anything about chakras, you know, until what, a year, 2 years ago. So for me to even feel each one of them move, and I see the colors also change. I mean, I thought that was the most incredible thing, and I'm thinking, okay, why am I getting these feelings? You know, there is a there is no clear explanation of why do you feel something, why do you see it, and because not everybody is going through that, and it's not like, you know, all flash news, this is happening here, so be, you know, be aware of it. Nothing like that at all. It was all word of mouth, like, oh, you know, I've been feeling funny like this before. Does anybody know? And it wasn't until about last month I brought this up to another friend of mine who works with vibrations, and this one, she works with sound vibrations more, and that's when she had mentioned that it started around November, and then in January, and then again in April. And I'm thinking, I felt it in October, and then it just went on until last month, and then I finally realized what it was. But it was the most incredible experience. So everyone is going through this, is what you're saying. So did you go through this? I mean, that's an 8-month deal.
Well, yes, there's a lot of this is going on. Some people are aware of it. Some people aren't. Some people just think they're just having a lot of bad days, just describing. But there's a lot of shifts that's happening. And there are, the masters are working with the energies here, the ascended masters. There's a lot of things going on to assist in our transformation, but it's really coming from us here in the desire to make the shift to the higher consciousness and to greater love consciousness. And so our deep true self is really wanting this, and so it's happening, and it's interesting things are happening, and it's you're very aware, Gina, so you're noticing a lot of these interesting things that are going on, and how you're becoming more, even greater aware, or maybe your vision is increasing, so you're seeing even more, or becoming more aware of your connection to nature and life and things like that. And I think that's what's happening here for people. And like I said, not everybody's aware of it, but they're becoming more aware of it because we're all working on this together. And as you become more aware, it affects the whole. And as I become more aware, it affects the whole. So we're all, it's another way of leadership, you might say, too, in that as you're becoming more aware, it's help leading others to the light awareness, too, because we're working on a lot of different subtle energies and levels, which is really quite fascinating. And it is good to talk to other people once in a while and say, are you feeling something today? Because, I feel like something's going on, because...
ask those questions, too, and I thought it was... I'm sure people are saying, what are you talking about?
Yes.
But the thing that is, I had... It's a sense of knowing things that not really even... knowing how you know them,
Yes.
And my claircognizance just became very, very sharp, and I thought it was just the most interesting development. But for the longest time, I did have crown and third eye pressure during that time in January, February, and the thing though is, I also was thinking maybe I needed to give myself Reiki. And another friend of mine, Dorothy Holder of Energy Therapies, didn't think that it's a good idea because my body is expanding. So I need to just let it expand and not sometimes just because you know a modality, that does not mean that any pain you have to do something about it. And that was a new one for me, I'm having a headache. I can take it out with Reiki. Here
I know. Well, sometimes it's important to just embrace the change and celebrate the change as you're going through the transformation, even though the transformation may not be completely pleasant the whole time, knowing that the outcome is going to be wonderful and you'll arrive at a new place of greater understanding and, whatever that means. Because, we're just learning and remembering so much, and it's really just such an exciting time. It really is an exciting time for all this transformation, because we're moving into the golden age, and the golden age is just going to be beautiful for us all.
Yeah. Well, if this is the kind of experience a lot of people are going through, it is most interesting then to figure out how things are. If I am becoming very much in tune with people, and I think I freak some people out too, because they're just like, how do you know that? And the thing though is, because their energies are letting me know certain things, and I start to be very in tune with things, and I don't even have to work at it, just being there. And so I'm thinking, when people start to do that with one another, then it becomes a point where there is no need for defense structure. There is no need for defense mechanisms or pretenses, and you can actually feel very liberated. It's just a very freeing thing to feel that you will be accepted because there's no need to hide anything. And I'm looking forward to that point, which means no one would need to do any sense of deception or any lying, because you cannot anyway to start with.
I know. Well, we're moving into that, you know, awareness of aware of all the energy, so you would be able to read it. So you're right, there would be no, you know, why would you want to hide anything? But, you know, the whole key to all this whole process is really to focus in on loving yourself. And by loving yourself without any condition, you know, not having any judgments about yourself, just seeing yourself as just the most beautiful being, and removing blocks or barriers to doing that if you have, you know, using whatever tools that are available to you. And just because from that focus of really loving yourself, that shows other people to love themselves too. And really, it also means that you're loving God or the Creator or Source, because we're all one big oneness and one family. So that is, as we're going through these transformational times, use tools to clear the path so it's more easy and graceful for you, whether you want to, you know, work with me on Serenity or learn Serenity or some of the other modalities that are out there. Use what tools are available to you or search them out and focus on loving yourself. Find ways to bring the greatest level of harmony and balance into your life. If you like having a little pet, you know, have the pet, and the pets will give you lots of love. Or if you have great joy being out in nature, then spend time in nature. Just love on yourself. And when you look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself you love yourself. Just, this is a real important thing for us to remember, is loving ourselves. I think so much of the time we've had experiences where we were taught to put everybody else first or please everybody else, or, you know, this is just the way we've been, you know, or it's selfish to think of yourself. Well, I think it's really important to love yourself without any conditions. And, you know, honor yourself and find ways to do that, because the more you do that, the more joy you'll feel in your life, the more satisfaction, the more you'll feel at peace too, because it's like how you feel when your parent loves you, or, you know, it's just that unconditional love that you get. When you can feel that towards yourself, it just is so empowering. It's just so uplifting to know that you're loving yourself, and it just brings your whole life into balance. And so that would be the one thing I would say is really important to focus on, is to bring more peace and joy in your life, is to love yourself and find ways to do that, because there's lots of ways to do that. And it'll just expand, and it'll grow, and you'll become more aware of the love that's around you all the time, and you'll see that you're being loved all the time. You're being loved by the animals. You're being loved by the plants. You're being loved by the sun. I mean, there's just a constant loving. You're loved by the Creator through lots of means and sources, and it's flowing to you all the time. So as you start to love yourself and recognize that, you'll recognize that you're being loved all the time, and it's always been there. So it's not just a new thing. It's always been there. It's just becoming aware of it and then allowing yourself to feel it and connecting to it, and it just will raise you up and improve everything in your life to having more harmony and balance and joy.
You know, I that's wonderful there, to even just feel, you know, just feel the idea of loving yourself. This is something that I learned, which was most intriguing. The word appreciation, right?
Yes.
And someone had said, you know, they looked at the meaning of appreciation and in dictionary, and it said an increase in value. So, and here we are. We don't really pay attention to the words we say sometimes, you know, oh, I appreciate you and all that, but not really meaning where appreciation means having a value that just increases. And so when you speak of someone and you appreciate them, that means that their value is just increasing. And I find that really interesting, because they, these conversation, I don't even remember where I picked this conversation up. It was just a regular conversation going on, but the insight was interesting to me to note, was that the idea of gratitude. And the gratitude is, it's almost like something had to be done, and then you have a gratitude to it. You know, it's like a stimulus response.
Yeah.
But appreciation, what it is that you, the object of your appreciation, does not need to do anything for you in that context for you to be able to have an immediate response. It was just by them being there, you are appreciating them. So flowers that just that stay where they are, and they it's not like they're coming at you and, you know, just come and smell me, nothing like that. It was just like they're being there. They're attracting you to come closer to them so that you can appreciate them, you know, increase their value, which I found that very interesting.
It's very interesting. It's like there's all these like little reminders all over to remind you that you're loved and that you're loved. You know, I mean, you've got beautiful little in nature. You've got beautiful animals that are singing their songs of joy all the time, little birds and hummingbirds and things. And you've got the beautiful butterflies flying free, showing how you can fly free and how beautiful you are. And the roses that just smell so beautifully and how the beautiful colors and scents. They're all having these different like sounds and fragrances and frequencies and vibrations they're sending out, and it's all just like little reminders reminding you that you are loved. So when you're working on really expanding your love for yourself, you can use these tools because they're gifts. They're there for everyone to help you remind yourself that you're just this beautiful love.
I just love how everything is going on right now. And someone had actually, this is funny, someone had actually asked me if I am like this to everybody I meet. I thought it was really funny because I can't possibly be this loving, pleasant, friendly, joyful person with everyone I meet. And I'm thinking, huh, that's an interesting comment, or that's an interesting thought, that by having then, you know, that you cannot be this way with everyone you meet, then it's like you're picking and choosing, right? And when you're picking and choosing, then you sense, you're putting out a judgment. You know, okay, this one, I judge you that I cannot be this way with you, but this time you, I would, you know, and that's a lot of energy to be doing. It's like,
yeah. Well, you're just reflecting your what is in your heart, and just being yourself, and that's see. And everyone has that same ability and potential to just radiate that love too. They just because there is, they might have some blocks, you know, some different things that are keeping them from radiating it out as easily as you are doing. And those can be worked on with some tools and things like that. But the essence of everybody is that pure love. So that's the truth of everyone. And you're just out there loving everybody, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and it's like, are you always this way? You know, I mean, this just I just thought it was the most interesting thing. And anyway, Jan, before I forget, please let us know how anyone would find you. What is it that they could expect to look at your website when they see it, and all those wonderful things that you offer everyone?
Okay. My website is www.sunshineinyourheart.com. My email address is sunsinyourheart@aol.com, and my number is 510-794-6002. I would be happy to talk with you about Serenity or any of the other modalities that I work with, explaining things, and I do private sessions to help people to release things that are blocking them from feeling more peace or joy or clarity or focus in their lives. And it's just be an honor to work with you and assist you. I also teach classes too, and it's been an honor to be here today to speak about these things and to connect with you in this way. And it's an honor to walk the path with you all this day, these days, as we're all journeying on this path of enlightenment and empowerment. Thank you, Gina.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you for enlightening me of more ways to look at vibrational expansion, and that we are all in this journey, and some are a little bit more aware than others. And that's the kind of thing to pay attention to, all the beautiful things that is coming up. And it is exciting. It's almost like, you know, coming soon.
Yes, coming attractions.
Yes, and I am just looking forward to the many beautiful miracles that everyone will be engaged in later on, and even now. But anyway, Jan, thank you so much for enlightening me and making this wonderful afternoon such a joyful time to be with you.
Thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure always, Gina, to work with you on
yes.
these shows.
You
and
too.
To those that have tuned in, we thank you for tuning in and listening too.
Yes, and everyone, thank you for listening to Metaphysical Therapy Talk Radio with Gina Alzadi and Jan Diana. And she comes back to us the first Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m., the first Tuesday of the month at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And so tune in again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.